West Virginia University's Board of Governors last month voted to eliminate all of its world language degrees. The university is facing a multi-million dollar budget shortfall. The school says it'll still offer courses in Spanish and Chinese, although students will not be able to major in those languages. The Modern Language Association reported last year that total enrollments in languages other than English dropped more than 15% nationwide between 2016 and 2020. To talk about the state of world language programs in Arizona, my co-host Mark Brody spoke with Jocelyn Rott, a past president of the Arizona Language Association. She's also taught Spanish in the Cave Creek Unified School District for more than 30 years. And they started with what she's seeing in K-12 schools in terms of adding faculty and languages or reducing those being taught.
Unfortunately, we are reducing. A lot of the programs are being eliminated, well, due to the economy, due to not finding teachers. Many times we have to bring teachers from other countries to teach. We've had that in my district and many districts, actually. Some of the immersion programs are being cut, and it's hard. It's hard to find teachers, well, any teachers, let alone world language teachers. And so it is affecting us and the students that, you know, our classes are a little bit bigger, and that has an impact. It really does.
Well, as you're struggling to find teachers to teach these languages, are you finding that the same numbers of students are looking to learn them as in the past?
I believe there's still students out there wanting to learn, and I believe there's families who still want their students in immersion classes and pushing them on. I think a lot of the times once they get into it, students understand that, wow, I can do something with this after the first couple of years, especially. And they go, yeah, I'm talking to someone. I can do this. And I've learned so much more about other places and people that they then continue on.
Yeah. I'm wondering if budget cuts are also a factor here, in addition to districts not being able to find teachers.
Oh, budget cuts. Yes. I mean, the pay scale, of course, in Arizona is tough. I mean, as I think everyone knows, that has been an issue in Arizona, and the support that sometimes we are not getting now, that it is. It's monetary. It's a wide range of things.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about the university level when it comes to world languages, because we've been reading, for example, about West Virginia University cutting many, if not most, of its programs. What are you seeing at the university level when it comes to these kinds of courses?
Well, that's a great example, the one of West Virginia University. Just recently, they cut many programs, but the world language programs was one of them, and it's due to financial positions. But in the long run, cutting programs at the university, and also at the high school and elementary schools, it really affects much more beyond what we have here. It's the economy. It is going to, they're saying they're cutting due to the economy, but unfortunately, if we're not producing people to fill our job needs and our economic needs or our defense needs, that affects us. So I think that becomes a huge issue. So cutting the programs is only making us have our students and our next generations unprepared to compete in our world markets.
Well, so what do you think is the relationship between what's going on in the K-12 world and universities? Because I wonder if, for example, in a place like Arizona, where you're seeing a shortage of world language teachers and budget cuts, meaning that, high schools and middle schools and junior mm-hmm. highs are having to eliminate language programs. What does that mean for those students then who are maybe getting to universities? Like, even if they want to take a language, do they have the foundation? Can they do enough in those 4 years to make up for maybe what they've lost in secondary school?
That is a good question. They can if they push themselves. Entering in at a novice level, they're going to have to push themselves in the university and take more classes there, where it's so much better to have that come up through the elementary and the high schools. For example, we are very fortunate in my district to have an immersion program that goes all the way through, and we've unfortunately cut some of our languages, but our Spanish immersion has gone through. So I have students who have come out of this program, and some who are not even immersion, are in, their junior, senior level language classes. And so we have some that come out in multiple levels. We have a former graduate who could speak three languages due to this. And she entered into the job, and she entered in and went and studied abroad in China and brought on that third language even to a higher level. And she was recruited by so much of our defense program, and she is working in DC. But she was, you know, she was a hot topic and a hot commodity, I should say, that people want her. So these students who are coming out of the high school without anything, who are moving into the university, it will become much more difficult to get that level of proficiency where they can pop right into that job market.
What do you think the answer is then, especially when it comes to recruiting teachers who can teach these languages? Like, how do you try to go about doing that?
I think we're all still fighting that fight. Personally, I try and catch them in the classroom and get them excited about what they can do in the language. When students have their eyes open to the bigger world picture, if you can get them to see a point of view, a perspective, which classes give them, then we can pull them along. But we have to have that initial start. And that's very frustrating when we can't even get them into the classroom because there isn't a classroom to get them into. And so I think we have to talk to our legislators, talk to, well, you, and talk to people who will listen to us and say, these are the reasons this is important.
I'm wondering if when you talk to policymakers, when you talk to district officials, if the economic, the sort of the business argument is more compelling to them than the argument that we often hear about learning languages, about how, you know, it's good to, you know, be able to see things from another perspective. It's good to sort of be able to go somewhere else and be able to communicate. Do you find that like having sort of concrete economic arguments, does that help your case at all?
Yes, it does. As you can tell, since I know the data and we use that, yeah, it is. Most people are more interested in the economic benefits and also the national defense benefits, which is these are two very important things. And it's something that we all can wrap our head around, where sometimes we get lost that sometimes it's just good for one to see other perspectives, be tolerant of diversity, and see different points of view to be a better person and have more empathy, et cetera. But usually those are the two biggest things that most people go, oh, okay, I never thought of it in those terms.
Well, Jocelyn, thank you so much for the conversation. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having this discussion with us, because it is important.
Jocelyn Rod has been a Spanish teacher in the Cave Creek Unified School District for more than 30 years. She's also a past president of the Arizona Language Association.